Macbeth, my hands are as red as yours, but my heart is not as white with fear as your heart. At the time of this story, Duncan was the king of Scotland. Macbeth was a great lord and the leader of the Scottish army. Banquo was also a lord and an army leader. Macbeth had won a great battle against an army from Norway. He and Banquo were coming back from the battle, riding over some wild open land in a storm. In the wildest part, they saw three witches sitting around the fire. The witches stopped the two men. "Who are you?" asked Banquo. "You look like women, but you have beards." "Speak," said Macbeth. "What are you?"
"Greetings, Macbeth, Lord of Glamis," the first witch said. "Greetings, Macbeth, Lord of Cawdor," the second witch said. "Greetings, Macbeth, you will be king," the third witch said. Then they turned to Banquo. "You will not be king," the third witch said, "but your children and your grandchildren will become kings." Macbeth and Banquo rode away from the witches. "I am already Lord of Glamis," said Macbeth, "but how can I become Lord of Cawdor?"
"The Lord of Cawdor is still alive, and I do not believe that I will be king." "They said your children will become kings, Banquo." At that moment, messengers from King Duncan came to Macbeth. "The Lord of Cawdor helped the Norwegians," one of them said. "He fought against the king. Now the king wants you to be the new Lord of Cawdor." "Lord of Glamis and Lord of Cawdor," Macbeth said to Banquo with surprise. "If you believe the witches, you will become king," said Banquo. "Perhaps these witches are telling the truth, and perhaps they want to cause trouble and death." In Macbeth Castle, Lady Macbeth read a letter from her husband. "The witches say that my husband will be king," she thought, "but Macbeth is too kind, too gentle. There are things that he must do, but he is afraid to do them. I must speak to him and make him brave." Then Macbeth arrived at the castle. "The king is coming here tonight," he said. "He wants to honor me. When will he leave?"
"He says that he will leave tomorrow." "Oh no, he must never leave, Macbeth. Your face shows your thoughts and feelings. You must hide them. Leave everything to me." King Duncan arrived at Macbeth Castle with his two sons, Malcolm and Donalbain. After dinner, Macbeth came out of the dining hall. "If I want to be king, I must kill King Duncan," he said to himself. "I must kill him quickly. But what will happen if I kill him? An act of this kind could harm me. The king is a guest in my house, so I should guard him against murderers, not kill him. Duncan is a good king, and his death will cause great sorrow. No, I will not do it." Just then Lady Macbeth came out of the dining hall. "Why did you leave the room?" she asked. "I do not want to kill the king," said Macbeth. "He's good to me. People like and admire me. I will not throw away their good opinion." Lady Macbeth was very angry with her husband. "What are you saying?" she asked. "Why are you so afraid you want to be king? Are you afraid to kill him?" "I'm a brave man," Macbeth replied. "I will do everything that a man should do, everything that is right." "You must be strong," Lady Macbeth said. "But what will happen if we fail?" "Then we fail," said Lady Macbeth. "But if you are brave, we will succeed. Wait until Duncan is asleep. We will make everyone believe that the king's servants killed him. I will put something in their water to make them sleep, and we will cover them with the king's blood." "Yes, we will do it," said Macbeth. "But we must look kind and happy, so no one knows our plans." The king and his two sons came out of the dining hall. The king was tired, so he went to bed early. Later that night, Banquo and his son Fleance met Macbeth in the garden of the castle. "Here is a beautiful jewel from the king to your wife," said Banquo. "He has gone to bed." Midnight came. Lady Macbeth took her dagger and went to the king's bedroom. Duncan was sleeping deeply after his long journey. His face reminded Lady Macbeth of her father, and she could not kill him, so she left.